All right. Okay, we are in heavenly places, of course, page 87. Title for this one is actually for March 21st, of course. That's today's date. And the title is With All Your Heart. Yeah, amen, Patrick. Amen to that. Yeah, it helps us grow, too. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. All right, anyway, this starts off with Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And it says, And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Might be something I want to throw in tomorrow's sermon. I don't know. So anyway, it goes on to say that many have not had that religious experience that is essential for them, that they may stand without fault before the throne of God. The furnace fires of affliction he permits to be kindled upon them to consume the dross, to refine, to purify, and cleanse them from the defilement of sin, of self-love, and to bring them to know God and to become acquainted with Jesus Christ by walking with him as did Enoch. Yeah, I remember this. I mean, this is similar to what I'm talking about tomorrow, as well as what I, a couple of years ago when I did that, or maybe even a few years ago when I did that sermon on Enoch. But the self-love issue, or especially when it comes to pride, oh boy, can it cause problems. Major problems for our walks. Hold on a second here. Let me fix something here. Let me just do this real quick. Wait, oh, hold on. Wait. Let me, okay. I don't have time to fix the other one there, but, Ken, have Susan come in, or leave and come back in. All right, I think I fixed it, but there she goes. All right, so going on, it says, that which is called praying morning and evening, according to custom, is not always fervent and effectual. It is with many a sleepy, dull, and heartless repetition of words, and does not reach the ear of the Lord. There's a sobering thought. I mean, you know, how many of us do that? I mean, I do that sometimes, too. You get up, and that's why I like to lay in the bed for a few moments before I get on my knees. I want to make sure I'm as unclouded as possible. But still, I really don't get into it until much later, you know, after doing, you know, the morning routine, and then I go into the reading of the Word. And of course, no eating yet or anything like that, because I want to be crystal clear in my mind as to what's being. And that's why I like to read at night, too, because I like to stay anywhere from 4 to 5 hours between meals. And before I go to bed, it's anywhere from 5 to 6 hours before I've eaten, since I've eaten last. And so my mind will be pretty sharp. And I'll, you know, when I go into the Word, I'll really be able to grasp it. But then when I go into prayer, it's just like, you know, it's just not repetition. Even though we all do that, myself included, you know, especially if you got a lot of kids, you want to mention every one of them. And or sometimes you're in a hurry, you just, you know, mention the family. But I like to mention all the kids, and you feel it's repetitious, and it can be. But the Lord knows your heart, and he knows you're concerned for each and every one of them, and you want to mention them because you love them. So, but just doing it in a routine kind of a manner, you know, you roll out of bed. You haven't quite even opened up your eyes yet. You slam down on your knees, and you throw out a couple of words, and then you get up and you figure you prayed. And no, you didn't. That's not really prayer. She says, God does not need or require your ceremonial compliments, but he will respect the broken heart, the confession of sins, the contrition of the soul, the cry of the humble, the broken heart. He will not despise. We must have such love for Jesus that we will consider it a privilege to suffer and even die for his sake. We may tell the Lord all our trials, tell him all our weaknesses, Tillamool, our dependence upon his might and power. This is true prayer. If ever there was a time when the Spirit of grace and supplication was needed to be poured out upon us, God himself indicting our prayers, it is now. And this is another reason why I like to do the midday prayer. Because sometimes my morning prayers aren't where I want them to be. And sometimes my evening prayers aren't as I want them to be, you know. Because, you know, we all get busy sometimes and we kind of like rush through things. And at night especially, or you forget about it and it gets too late and you're laying there in bed and you pray. And so the midday prayer to me is extremely important. And my problem is in wintertime it's difficult for me to do the midday prayer. Because unless I just sit down, go into the Word, and let him speak to me, then of course thoughts come to mind and I'll pray. And but the reason I have a problem in winter is because I like to go outside, you know, and pray. But now here's the weird thing. I don't even want to contemplate him having permission to even listen in on certain things, but let's say I end up in jail and I can't go out for the midday prayer. Well, then there's a big difference. If I'm locked in somewhere, all day is going to be the midday prayer. I'll just be constantly in prayer over and over and over again. If I'm in a jail cell, that's all I'll be doing. And then it won't be an issue at all, you know, because it'll just be my everything, you know. So, but anyway, she goes on to say, and the promises to be brought before every church and the simplicity of truth dwelt upon, ask and you shall receive in John 16:24. It is faith, living faith, that we need. And this is one of the reasons I like to keep those praise lists and prayer lists. The praise list is mostly just thank yous for answers to prayers, or thank yous for amazing, you know, revelations or answered prayers, you know, any kind of amazing things that he's done. And it helps me because, and I should have gone into them yesterday when I was doing my notes on my study, or my sermon rather, and I might even flip through them tomorrow, but the thing is I've got, I mean, the one I have in my computer system now, if I was to print it out, might be a couple hundred pages, but the one in the basement, it's just books and books and books and books that I mean, it was like a diary. I did that for years. And so it's not very, I mean, I'd like to go through them and just like thumb through them and says, oh, wow, I remember that. Or, you know, it's just, it really helps, especially in dry times, but it bolsters the faith, especially when you feel like not a lot's getting done, or you feel like you're all alone at times. Because many of us go, like, that's what I call my dry spells. Kind of like Moses on the side of the mountain for 40 days. Nothing. Dead air. Ain't hearing nothing. And we get to those points sometimes, and it's nice to go back into those lists that I have when I hit those and think, all that I've gone through, all these things you've shown me, everything like that, I'd be a fool to walk away. I'd be a fool to think you're not there now. You know, because I've gone through these dry spells before too. And but I know the day's coming when like if I end up behind bars or whatever the case may be. I know I bring that up a lot. I just, you know, we all know what time it is, and we all know there's a strong possibility some of us will end up in jail, some of us will end up in the grave, you know. Thy will be done. You know, whatever his decision is, that's fine with us. I mean, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's fine with me. You know, but just I know, I mean, the retirement plan is literally out of this world. And so just being with him for eternity is well worth the trip. But he goes on to say, the Lord will lead his people and guide them. The commandment will go forth from God, as to Daniel, to help those making earnest intercession to the throne of his grace in their time of need. And it's one of the and you ever notice this, by the way, like when things aren't really going bad, or let's say you have kind of like a smooth sailing for a while, and your prayer life seems to be failing a little bit, right? Ever notice that? And when all of a sudden things start getting scary and the persecution starts coming on you and it starts getting intense, you start seeing his hand move more often. So usually in that time of need is when we actually start getting serious about our prayer. A lot of times that's what turns us around and face the throne. So sometimes we need those little spankings to get us to realize, hey, yeah, remember me? I'm the one that created you, you know? It's not like he's being mean or anything like that. It's just, you know, he loves you. He wants to be in your life, literally. He's not one of those lousy weather gods, you know, like all those statues that all the others will put up or those false idols and stuff. So, she goes on. We need to open the heart to Christ. We need much firmer faith and more fervent devotion. We need to die to self, and in mind and in heart, to cherish an adoring love for our Savior. When we will seek the Lord with all the heart, we shall find Him, and our hearts will be all aglow with His love. And you literally got to seek Him with all your heart for it to get there. Because a lot of us are looking for that love, that inner love, because I was just thinking about this recently, too. Sometimes, like, I'm dealing with like switching from the T1 to the new service we have now, and then AT&T's like they usually do. They're not very communicative, you know, or they don't really communicate well. And it's, again, I was on the phone with them today, and I'm doing their job again, and it's just it gets on me, and I'm always tempted to not have that love in my heart when I'm talking to the person. I'm tempted to get angry. But I love the way the Lord moves in and says, you know, try it this way, you know, be nice and gentle. And it really does work. It really does help, you know, to, even if you let them know, like, you know, what's happening here is illegal, it could cause major repercussions for AT&T or whoever you're talking to at the time. You don't necessarily have to say, look, I'm going to sue you, you know, stuff like that. You can let them know and says, hey, what's happening here is not good for business. And be nice about it and stuff like that, and you'd be surprised how well it goes. Because you're really dealing with people no matter what you do anyway. Yeah, it's a big corporation, but the person on the phone's a human. Well, that's when you get past all the robots, of course. Boy, don't you hate those things, you know. Let's think to that. Push this. Our menu has changed recently. Oh, boy, it's like so annoying. But that's life in today's world. Technology, you know, supposed to be convenient. Anyway, she finishes by saying, self will sink into insignificance and Jesus will be all and in all to the soul. And that's what I was, you know, crying about. I don't know. I've been doing that for years, though. I says, Father, I want that love. I want that love that your son reveals and your son has. No matter what, even if I'm staring down the barrel of a gun, from the ATF, let's say, on my front lawn, I still want to love the guy that's got his finger on that trigger pointed at my head. Because if he knew what I knew, if he knew you like I know you, he'd be kneeling right next to me. He wouldn't be doing that. So pray you're blessed. Be back in a minute.